Hello, and welcome to the Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, with you as always, because let's face it, someone has to do this, and I enjoy it. This week, you look at the Star Wars Clone Wars Clone Turbo Tank Support Squad. I just want to make sure I got the name right. This box set includes two Clone Trooper action figures, two rifles, two pistols, two projectiles, and two firing cannons on tripods. These clone troopers are designed to go with the turbo tank, although you can use any clone troopers with the turbo tank. The reason these ones go with the turbo tank are unique insignia on their shoulders, and the cannons themselves can be plugged into the flaps that fold down on the turbo tank. So let's get started with those, because that's the main reason most people are probably itching to buy this. Obviously, the new clone troopers are a good reason. But the cannons themselves, a lot of people say, well, I have to get these because this completes the turbo tank. Well, I can tell you, as someone who's playtested it, not really. More than anything, these get in the way, because once you plug them into the fold-down panels on your $100 turbo tank, they get in the way when you fold it up. You have to take them out again just to close it. It's a little awkward, and you really have to cram them in there. I mean, it's a tight, tight fit. Hasbro didn't go out of their way to make this easily fit in or fall out. If you were to turn your turbo tank upside down, these blaster cannons wouldn't be going anywhere. But they do, you know, plug in the side, so if you need extra firepower while your turbo tank is open, which I don't necessarily think is how most people are going to display it, but hey, if you're going to, great, you can get these. There are places for four of these cannons, and you get two in each pack. So that's going to cost you an extra $30 if you really want to fully deck it out, but I really don't think these work well as an accessory for the turbo tank, but that's me, and what do I know? The figures themselves are actually pretty good. They use the new 2009 Clone Trooper helmet sculpt with the extra cleft in the chin and the more sloping forehead. It also has the new off-white plastic. This is not a pure white clone. This is more of a grayish figure, but it still has the same articulation you've come to expect. The regular blasters are in black, and the rifles are in silver, which is unique and exclusive to this set. So your guns will look slightly different than other guns that you own. Because of the price of around $17, I would argue this is worth getting just for the Clone Trooper figures, because a typical carded Clone Trooper is about $8. So when you break it down, it's a really fantastic value just to get more Clone Troopers. The sculpt is not otherwise significantly new, but if you like Star Wars Clone Trooper stuff and want to get everything you can for Clone Troopers or your Turbo Tank, this is a worthwhile purchase. I also picked up this week the Anakin Skywalker with Cancel, or rather I opened up because I've been meaning to do it. The Cancel is slightly retooled from the Revenge of the Sith version. It is repainted entirely. It looks like a completely different color scheme. Vaguely similar, but if you put them side by side, almost everything looks different. Anakin is super poseable. He has articulated ankles, knees, and a cloth lower Jedi robe piece. So if you're wondering if he's different, the answer is yes. And the wings are still freaking huge, so it's going to be kind of a pain in the butt to store once you open it, but the Anakin figure is nice if you don't already have the one from the Assault on Teth Battle Pack. So if you have the means, I highly recommend picking both up. The Clone Troopers, I think, are a slightly better bang for your buck, because two figures and big accessories and lots of guns, that's really what you need for your Clone Troopers and really what you need to support them. Although it would have been nice if it was in a battle pack where you got four figures for $25, but obviously I don't make the line-making decisions, so what are you going to do? Anyway, that's pretty much it. So, don't forget to order these fine items at entertainmentearth.com, where you can also take advantage of our summer blowout sale, sale.entertainmentearth.com. The sale has been held over. You can still get these amazing deals until August 31st, 2009. So hurry, hurry, hurry. Or don't hurry and let someone else get it. See if I care. Have a good one, everybody. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, or check out our blog at blog.entertainmentearth.com.